Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. We're kicking it, breaking it down. We got March Madness. We're going to get back to the brackets and stuff, but we got late night UFC news, NFL stuff. Stuff's going crazy. Is Kenny Golladay signed yet? Because there's been a lot of talk about Golladay with the New York Giants. The Buffalo Bills signed Mitch Trubisky, in which some people were actually, listen, some people were like, oh, good luck with that, Buffalo. Why would you sign Mitch? Why would they sign Mitch Trubisky? I'll tell you what, I should be a general manager in the National Football League because the Chicago Bears are going to pay $10 million to Andy Dalton when the Chicago Bears just had a young quarterback who went 6-3 as a starter, is 29-21 as a starter, and the Buffalo Bills just got this guy for $2.5 million to be their backup. Are the Bills like a loser organization that don't know what they're doing? Actually, I should not have asked that question. Are the Bills currently a loser organization that don't know what they're doing? Are the Bills currently? I knew, Matthias, as soon as I started to say that out loud, I was like, yeah, they are actually. Like, that's a bad way of just, you know, it's a bad analogy, Morency. Are the Bills a loser organization and made bad decisions? Yes. Yes, they have. Yes, for the last like 50 years, yes, they have. But no, this signing is great, and you know you look at teams. Number one, they don't have adequate backup quarterbacks. Quarterback goes down, they're screwed. Number two, the other thing is, like in the past, like Buffalo, Matt Barkley was the quarterback. All right, and Josh Allen has been hurt. Right, Josh Allen has missed games. Josh Allen's been knocked out of games, right? So the backup quarterback's going to play sometimes. It just is. You don't want to envision it, but it's going to happen. So Matt Barkley and Josh Allen have about as much in common as me and Beyonce do, all right? Like as far as their style of game is concerned. Like, you've got a cannon young quarterback that can run people over in Josh Allen. Then you go to little Matt Barkley, who's a game manager. It's like, well, we're going to change everything. No, now you Allen's out. Hey, Mitch, go in there. Throw a bomb. You're throwing it to Diggs. Let's go. Bring it.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game. And then there's knowing how the game is played. We're the second part. Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge. Come and get it. Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. Fun show as always this evening. It's the calm before the storm. Dan Ige is going to join us a little bit later on. We're going to continue talking MMA. We'll get back to the March Madness. But big news from the UFC. So the Bronx, Charles Oliveira, man, who's been on a tear as of late, will be fighting against Michael Chandler, who's just a badass overall, that came into the UFC. And, you know, just has one fight, in the UFC. So this is going to be Saturday, May the 15th. Do we have a venue? Do we know what city? No city in it. But why would they do that with no fans or limited fans when they can go to Florida or Texas? Don't forget. Yes, I do. You forgot.
This one in Lubbock, for that one. Lubbock, Texas. I think the Raider fans will be happy to have them there.
You forgot, bro. There. It's a pandemic. So, it's about money. I imagine, like I said, like, they might just do every card in Jacksonville, actually, until they can't. You know what I mean? They might just say, you know what? Let's just set up shop here. Texas is interesting. And I told you guys, everything gets political all the time. So the governor of Texas might say, oh, you don't need to wear a mask and everything is open as normal. Yet you can't force the arena to book you, right? And I guess you could, but you probably don't want to waste your time going to court and arguing that your rights are being denied or whatnot, but it is what it is. But Dana White tweets out, he is officially retired. It was incredible to watch you work, Team Khabib. Thank you for everything. Enjoy whatever is next, my friend.
Not only did he also took a lame-ass selfie with him, and they're both smiling. It's a faded selfie that he took with Khabib, like a friendly picture, like they're friends. You know, deep down, Dana's pissed because he's not making any money off of that comment that Khabib tells him, I'm officially retired. Stop bothering me about this, Dana. Let's take a selfie, Khabib.
Yeah, you know, it almost looks like it's a picture, you're right, of, listen.
It's a crap selfie, man.
No, it looks like a picture of almost like, listen, Dana saying, can we take a picture so people don't think you hate me? It almost looks like it's one of those pictures, right? It's like, listen, can you just take a picture that, like, sort of, I can show to people, it looks like we're good? You know what I mean? Like Khabib's like, yeah, okay. Like, Dana's like, hey. Like, Dana's like, hey, look, we're buddies. We're buddies. It's like, Khabib's like, yeah. Can I leave now? Like, you're right. How's that look? Like, Khabib's like, all right, see you, Dana. Bye-bye. Bye-bye forever.
Same thing you just said. I'm like, yeah, let's get this over with and take this little crappy selfie.
It's a funny picture. Dana's leaning in. Khabib has that look like, yeah, can we get this picture over? Khabib looks like, you know what it is? He looks like it's like a fan picture almost. He looks like he's taking a picture with a fan. He's like, yeah, just take the damn picture. Like, he's just sort of like, you know what I mean? He has that look like, yeah, all right, just take the picture and let me go. It's too, can no smile from Khabib.
He can't hold his phone still. It's like, oh, I'm getting a selfie. He's freaking out. Khabib's taking a selfie with me. Hurry up. I can't even focus.
One thing about Khabib, he was the real deal, man. That guy doesn't drink. He doesn't, man, he thinks if you listen to rap music, you're going to hell and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know what? Hell of a career, Khabib. It was a pleasure to watch you fight. Watching Khabib beat the crap out of Conor McGregor was one of the coolest things ever. When he was on top of Conor and he's raining down punches and elbows, and the mic picks it up, you could hear him say, he said, you don't talk much anymore. You don't talk a lot now. He said, you're not talking so much. But the way Khabib said, he goes, you don't talk so much now. Bang, bang. And Conor, remember Conor's little wimpy, it's just a business, man. It's just a business. It's just, I didn't mean, it's just a business. And he's like, and Khabib's like, no, this is real. And he's like, bang, bang. And then of course, like, but that's why I don't like Conor. Because you run your mouth, then own it after. Like, I don't care about, like, you're going to want to brawl with the guy after? Fine, brawl with the guy after. But don't, like, when he's kicking your ass, don't, when you're on your back eating elbows, say, hey, stop beating me up. It's just a business. Why are you taking this so personal? And then after, Matthias, go back to talking crap. Like, I guarantee you, bro, Conor's going to release this. He's going to tweet out about Khabib scared of him. He was talking that crap last week. Khabib's retiring because he's scared of me. Bro, what are you talking about? He's scared of what? He's scared of what? Hurting his elbow on your face again? Like, what are you talking about? He's scared of you, bro. You lose to everyone. Like, he's scared of you? Come on, man. That's what pisses me off. And now that you brought it up, Poirier's getting screwed over now. But you know what? He really isn't, though. Let's be real. He'll make more money. You make more money fighting Conor McGregor than you would fighting against Oliveira, bro. It's just simple.
Nate Diaz. So Nate Diaz wrote the rule book, man. Nate Diaz told everybody, I only fight for money. I don't fight any clowns. I don't fight any nobodies. I'm the money fight. And you know what? He taught some lessons as Dustin Poirier right there, because like Nate Diaz has to come back for one fight. And who does he get to fight? Conor McGregor, Jorge Masvidal. And you know he's going to come back for another big fight again. Nate Diaz is the one that's doing it right. He already paid his dues. That's why he did in The Ultimate Fighter and for years after that. You know, he can't even talk straight. He's only going to fight big fights now.
Yeah. And it's too bad, because we were hearing about Chandler. There's rumors about Chandler and Gaethje, right? A Chandler and Gaethje fight that would have been awesome. So hey, that is what it is. Danny Ige is going to join us later. We'll talk some MMA. But let's get back into the brackets and March Madness right now. So we've gone over all these numbers and all this stuff. We can continue to do it. But as far as the games, I can't lie. First game up. All right, let's just do it. First game up, 12:15 Eastern in the morning, 9:15 Pacific for the West Coasters. So in other words, man, we're going to be up early. I don't even love this game. I mean, Virginia Tech have played three times in the last 4.5 weeks. Florida are kind of like one player and are underachievers, but one of their players nearly died this year. Like, they've had, like, issues. So it's a weird game. It's a tough game. I don't love it, but we're not here to, like, oh, I don't know. So give me Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech. Colgate and Arkansas. I bet a lot of overs, but I'm getting the feeling here I feel more comfortable playing Arkansas than I do the over. How much are Colgate really going to score? What's the score of this game going to be? Arkansas is probably going to score, let's say, 84. Let's say they score 84, 82, 84. So if Arkansas only get into the 80s, what are Colgate? Like, Colgate are going to have to really, and Teddy brought it up earlier. He goes, Colgate might put up 78 on Holy Cross and 84 on Holy Cross, but they're not going to score that much on Arkansas. This total I'm going to stay away from. It's a little high. Let's wait for the end game and see what happens here. But Arkansas have good athletes. And, guys, the numbers come down. I don't understand this. I don't like laying favorites. I have Arkansas. I'll share my parlays that I play with you on the other side. But Arkansas are 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games. They lost LSU, who are damn good. They're 8-2 against the spread. They just went 9-1 and 8-2 in the SEC. Now they're playing a toothpaste in Colgate. Give me the Hawks.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports is everywhere, every day, and so is the information about it.
We cut through all the clutter
and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Countdown to Madness is on. Dan Ige is going to join us. We're going to talk some UFC with Dan, talk about his great knockout over Gavin Tucker. Sixth fastest knockout in UFC history, actually. Pretty impressive. 22 seconds. So, as we're saying, so Vautech in Florida. You know what I mean? I'd be lying to you. I'm not like, oh, yeah, I love the game, but whatever. I love Michigan State tonight, and they choked. So, it's a toss-up. I'm going with Virginia Tech, all right? I played Virginia Tech in my bracket. And so, it's a game to pick them. So, for whatever it's worth. Colgate in Arkansas. Colgate are good. I mean, they're 14-1 on the season. They're rolling along. They don't play a tough schedule. Arkansas, the real deal. And Arkansas will be ready. Arkansas are vulnerable as the tournament goes on. And my only concern with Arkansas, and I've talked about it, and guys, Arkansas are a trendy team like Houston, and I told you guys about it like a month ago. I said, you know, guys, look at Arkansas at 50 and 60 to 1. Arkansas are dangerous, man. But Colgate don't have enough to hang for 40 full minutes. When I'm thinking about this game, guys, how much are Arkansas really going to score? It's a new court for them. The game's early in the morning. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not ideal conditions. You know what I mean? Like, I get the total if they were playing in Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like in Fayetteville. It's neutral court. It's a unique, it's a different, like, scenario. And are Colgate really just going to put up their average? I mean, this number is sort of set by what their averages are. And Colgate are not going to score on Arkansas like this. Arkansas can clamp down if they want to. They get in your face and stuff like that. I don't think it can get there. Like, I'm doing the math here with my, I'm just thinking. So let's say Arkansas wins 85-72. That's what I'm sort of thinking. I sort of have like Arkansas winning 86-72, 84-71. All that gets you into the mid-150s. You know what I mean? Like, you need a clean ride, man, to hit the over this one. I'm not taking the over. I'll wait for the end game. And all the scores that I come up with this game, there's double digits, right? Really going to lay 8.5 only. Now, listen, I did put in a parlay, and so I'll share this parlay with you if you want to follow it and cash in. Let me know what you think of it. And I like it. It pays a nice even number. All right, I bet $177 on it. I bet $177, and it returns $501.47. So 177 turns into 500. It's a money line banger. All right, so just money line. Arkansas to beat Colgate. Illinois to beat Drexel. Houston to beat Cleveland State. Purdue to beat North Texas. West Virginia to beat Morehead State. Florida State to beat UNC Greensboro. Alabama to beat Iona. And the Texas Longhorns to beat Abilene Christian. All right. It turns into like plus 178 or so. It's plus 178, plus 179. Arkansas to beat Colgate. You know, you like it with this? If you think about it, like each one, like, I like it. Arkansas is going to beat Colgate.
The scariest matchup that you have on there is North Texas Purdue. That's the one where I'm going to be watching the most closely, I'd have to say. But everything else, I love.
Thank you. We'll see, you know, if it catches. But you know what? Like I said, 177 to 500 is not bad, right? It's a nice even number. You put $177 on the table. Come back at the end of the night, and boom, there's 500 if you win. All right? I think, though, I might have stretched this into Saturday, huh? Because I tell you, when I looked at this parlay, I didn't care about, like, the times of the games. You know what I mean? I sort of looked at, like, well, who do I think is going to win the game? Like, who do I think? Like, Illinois is going to beat Drexel. Arkansas is going to beat Colgate. Houston's going to smash Cleveland State. Matthias is right. Purdue are always that, you know what I mean? Could be a little bit of a sweat job, but the thing is, they weren't, it was only 330 on the money line. Purdue sort of helps, makes it payable, you know what I'm saying? Morehead State, I think, can maybe cover, but Morehead State are becoming a trendy pick amongst people right now, but I'm not really buying. You know, maybe they cover and stuff, but they're not going to beat West Virginia. West Virginia are way too physical for them. Florida State is going to roll Greensboro. Alabama is going to murder Iona. And Abilene Christian in Texas. That's the game that a lot of people think Texas are vulnerable, but I'm not buying it, Matthias. Not here. Texas are vulnerable down the road, but they're not losing to Abilene Christian, bro.
I like Texas right now, Gabe. I think they're playing their best basketball that they've played in a really long time. I think Shaka Smart finally has his guys playing at the level that he wants them to play at. And they've been, the results have been coming, man. When you look at their results, they've been legit.
Here's some numbers as far as Abilene Christian, though. They are impressive. They've won 23 of their last 27 games. Here's something interesting. Abilene Christian have gone over the number in 11 of their last 13 games. Here's some ATS type of trends. I'd like to see Arkansas actually's trends here. And how about this? All right, so Arkansas have scored 70 or more points in 9 straight games. All right, I told you they're 8-2 against the spread in their last 10. But how about this? Arkansas have gone under the number in 5 of their last 7. Right? Now the games are more important. They played a little bit more defense. Now you get Colgate. Like I said, I don't bet unders in college basketball, but I'm not betting the over this game, and I'm going to wait because I think it'll come down and we can get a better, like, bet the over 148.5 or something like that, you know, in game. But I think Arkansas are going to cover the number there. An interesting game is Clemson and Rutgers. Dear God, that's a tough one. Talk about a slugfest. I'm going to take Clemson.
Florida.
Yeah, but Florida are better. Rutgers haven't been in the tournament in forever. This Rutgers team isn't as good as last year's Rutgers team. Last year's Rutgers team was damn good. Like, they got kind of screwed. Like, they would have made some noise in the tournament. Like, though, they were good. Like, they were what? Like, 19-3 good type thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were good. Without fans, they just wasn't the same up there at Piscataway, at the Rack. Speaking of Colgate, Colgate have lost their last 3 NCAA tournament games. So that's not much of a surprise. Colorado Buffaloes taking on Georgetown. You know, we heard Teddy say, it was a cute run with Georgetown and stuff. I don't buy it. I don't think the cute run is done. Georgetown have played better basketball over the last 4 weeks, and they've shot the ball better. They can actually hit threes, Georgetown, and they're incredibly aggressive on the glass. And it's not a marauder. Like, listen, yeah, it was a nice story that they won. They're also healthier right now. It was a nice story that they won, but it's not a fluke that they're the 20th ranked team, rebounding team in the country. That just didn't happen because of, like, a few games at MSG one weekend, right? Like, these guys are physical. They crash the glass, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see Colorado can handle the toughness. UCLA did tonight. Props. That's check one for the Pac-12 that gets ripped all the time. Creighton. Creighton and you know, we talked about this one. I think Santa Barbara are going to the Sweet 16. If you want my bold, that's my bold prediction, Matthias, in this tournament.
I have the same bold prediction as you, Gabe.
Really?
I love that Santa Barbara team. They're special, yeah, man. They're playing the best basketball that they have. It's their four-year guys, though. You know what I mean? When you have a team that plays together for as long as they do, and then they make the NCAA tournament with a lot of those 4 seniors, you know, it's their last year. They went through the whole entire 4-year span, and they make it. It's a special team. Special things happen when people stay.
Well, they'll beat. I think they're going to beat Creighton outright, and then if they play Ohio, they'll beat Ohio. And if they play Virginia, it'll come down to the wire and they might lose type thing. But Ohio could beat Virginia, guys. And every year in the tournament, there is that, you know, Cinderella story that nobody expected. And the way that this happens is Ohio and Santa Barbara, put it this way. It sounds crazy to say that. Santa Barbara, Sweet 16, but it's 2 games only. They beat Creighton, and then they get the winner of Ohio and Virginia. And as Matthias just stated, they're a veteran team stocked with transfers. They've got NBA talent on the team. All right, so Creighton are kind of shaky coming into this. You know, they only put up 48 points in their last game. You had the controversy with the coach. Now you get a Georgetown team that's you know, Georgetown's playing with house money. Santa Barbara comes in playing with house money. I think they're both very dangerous teams right there. I think they're very dangerous. Speaking of Florida, though, we were talking about what a tough game it is against Va Tech. Florida are 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games. You know, I almost want to take a team that's only played 3 times in 5 weeks against a team. Like, what do you want, guys? You want a team that loses every night, or you want a team that hasn't played much recently? I'll take my chances with a team that hasn't played much recently. Dan Ige is going
to
step.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Bump it in. Let's kick it Hawaiian style. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anchor management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We've talked a lot of March Madness, but let's talk some real madness when you step into an octagon, especially a small octagon in the Apex. You end up getting knocked out like Gavin Tucker did. Let's bring in the man that did that knocking out, a man at 7-1 in his last eight fights, on fire right now. Dan Ige steps up and in. Dynamite Dan, welcome to the Rage. Dan, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, man, it feels good to be sitting here in the winner's circle with a nice clean knockout over Gavin Tucker, and I couldn't be happier.
I tell you what, bro, I thought you were going to win the fight, but I'm not going to lie. I put money on this fight going over 2.5 rounds. I'm thinking we got a Hawaiian and we got a tough-ass Canadian that's never been knocked out before in his life. Yep. There's no way in hell. You must have thought coming into this fight, I'm coming into a war with Gavin.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Gavin was on a 3-fight winning streak coming into this fight. He was one of the best up-and-coming guys outside of the top 15. And I did expect a, you know, war, and we trained for it. I was in the best shape of my life, cardio-wise, so I was ready to go a hard 3 rounds. But and like you said, the guy's never been shook. He's never been rocked. He's never been finished. And, you know, we got it done with one punch, so I think that says a lot.
And the one punch that you did, bro, it wasn't one of those wild sort of telegraph swinging for the fences. You tried after with the left, but you didn't need it, right? You didn't need it. But yeah. Talk to me about just that straight pop jab. And a lot of guys sort of swing for the fences, but your opponent can see it coming that way. I've heard Bernard Hopkins talk about this. I saw Bernard Hopkins do a video with Rashad Evans years ago. And he said, man, all you guys MMA guys, you always swing. He goes, I'm telling you, all my knockouts come from just quick, straight pops. Have you done that before in training, in sparring? Because it was just a nice, clean, simple pop.
Yeah, exactly. In all of my fights, you know, I always feel like, man, this is going to be the fight. This is going to be the one. I'm going to get the knockout. But, like, you can't force knockouts. Like, I know I have power in both hands, and I know I can knock out anyone, but anytime I try to force it, like you said, they see it coming. It's loopy, and it's not usually the hardest punch that knocks the guy out. And that left was – I was going for the haymaker with the left. That was the game plan because he dropped his right hand a lot. Like, I was going to kill him with that left, but the right did it, so I didn't have to.
No, I saw that, too. You're like, it was almost that, oh, man. You know, you sort of swung an air after that. But as you stated, they're kind of loopy, right? It's almost like hitting a home run, right, Dan? A baseball player, he doesn't go up there trying to hit a home run. You try to get nice, clean contact on the ball.
Yep, you just got to find that sweet spot. And, you know, I did that with the right hand, so it was nice. It was just real pinpoint. You know, I saw the target. And he came in first. He came in with his head first and kind of threw a little jab that brushed off my shoulder and kind of flashed in front of my eyes. But the target was already there, and I already fired. I already pulled the trigger, and then my eyes closed for a split second, and then he was on the ground sleeping after that. So,
Dan Ige, 50K Ige kicking it when it's on a late night anger management class. So, what's the? It's all cool, but I was thinking about this. So, there's three cool aspects to this. Yeah. Number one, you get paid. You get a performance of the night bonus. So, number one, you get paid. Number two, no damage taken. So, number three, you're able to fight again shortly. So, almost like a perfect night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's literally the best case scenario. I was running around the locker room after the fight, shadow boxing, like I was ready to fight again that night. I felt good. I feel good today. You never know, man. You never know what kind of opportunities come along. Like, there's the featherweight title fight is on the line in, you know, 9 days. You never know what can happen. I'm here in Vegas, and if anything happens, you best be ready. I'll be there.
So you're saying you're ready right now. You've been very active during this pandemic. What's it been like, bro, fighting with no fans, getting tested all the time? Has it been a challenge, or has it just been another day at the office for you?
It's another day at the office. It's different for sure, and, you know, you can use it to your advantage or disadvantage, and we try to make every aspect, even when it comes down to the coaching. Like, coaching has persuasion over judges, so I mean, I didn't have to persuade anyone, you know, Saturday night because I got a clean knockout. But, like, you know, there is strategy involved, especially, you know, without fans. You can hear a pin drop in that arena. So, you know, coaching is a big aspect. You know, even the littlest punch, like, yeah, good job. It persuades judges in a way. So it's honestly, like, there's tactics. There's techniques and tactics to fighting in an empty arena. But you know what, man, I miss fighting with the fans. Like, I love a crowd. I love the energy. I love soaking all that energy. And I really hope my next fight is with fans, because I know the UFC is going back to Florida next month, and they're going to have a full arena.
And there's a big-time fighter that's actually talking about fighting you that we'll get to in a moment. But you talk about being able to hear a pin drop, and I've spoken to fighters about this, you know, fighting in the apex and in a pandemic, and they said they've had to go to coded language. They already sort of had coded language, but, you know, some guys, you can hear what the other guy's coach is saying, right? And as you stated,
yeah,
judges get sucked in, bro, by crowds. You know this, right? Right? And sometimes guys can swing in air, and if he's a, you know, he's a more popular fighter, or even the broadcasters, if Rogan likes the guy and he's really yelling, you're right, everyone gets influenced, bro. And I've noticed this too in the Apex. I don't know if it was Landwehr, it was a fighter earlier in the pandemic, and every time he landed a shot, he was like, yeah, let's go, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? The judges like this. As a viewer, you're watching, you're thinking, man, this guy's owning the cage. Look, he's yelling in this guy's face. There really is a different feel to it, isn't there?
Yeah, no, for sure, man. It's a different feel. Like you said, some guys have codes. And, you know, it's something for everyone to kind of pick their coach's brains and learn. Everyone should have codes anyways. But at the end of the day, it's still a fight, but you know, you can hear everything. And I actually heard when I was fighting Gavin, in the first kind of little exchange, we didn't really hit each other, but I threw a little jab, a little left hook, kind of brushed him, and I touched him a little bit, kind of on the shoulder, just to get that range. And I heard his coach say, "Good job, Gavin." And I was thinking in my head, I was like, "Good job, man. He just ran into my left hand. He kind of gave him some false confidence." And then right after that, he ran in and got knocked out. So I'm not saying anything bad about his coaches, but he could give guys false confidence in there too.
Hey, Dan Ige kicking with his dad. Listen, bro, I've never spent 15 minutes in an octagon, and I'm not a professional trainer, but sometimes I wonder, what the F are you telling this guy for, bro? This, like, what are you, crazy? What fight are you watching? Sometimes some of the advice in between rounds is over the top. So I want to congratulate you. I know you and your wife are expecting your first child. Yeah. How much has that influenced you? How much did it influence you in your training? You know, you're fighting to put food, you know, on the table now, not just for you. And you know, fighting is somewhat of a, not a selfish venture, but it's for you. A lot of fighters fight for themselves. You fight for your family. Now you're fighting for your child. How different is it just in preparation? I know the child hasn't been born yet, but you knew preparing for this fight. Has it changed you as a man and as a fighter?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I really believe it's made me a better man, a better fighter, a better athlete. Just kind of having it's not like I never had goals before, but like really, or something to fight for, but it's really given me something to kind of fuel me from day to day, especially on the days I don't, you know, kind of feel like it, or I'm run down, and I come home, I see my wife, and she's carrying her child, and her body's going through changes, and she's sacrificing a lot. So yeah, it gives me that little extra boost and that extra added energy. And I told my wife before I headed over to the hotel to quarantine, I was like, I promised her, I was like, I'm coming home with two paychecks. Like, I know what it feels like to come home with one, and it sucks, especially we go out there, we sacrifice our lives, we put our bodies on the line, and to come home with one paycheck after a whole training camp, it's not fun. So there was no losing in my vocabulary, and I wasn't going to lose to anyone that night. It didn't matter who it was, Gavin Tucker, it didn't matter. I wasn't losing.
I imagine, too, it must have been an inspiration, without getting too personal about your personal life, but as you stated, it must have been tough on you leaving your pregnant wife, and it's not easy being pregnant. So, you know, you're out there sacrificing, but so is she back home.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, this is my first child. I don't know what to expect. She's literally due any day. Yeah, man, it's exciting times, and I really think it's just going to bring the best fighter out of me, and I can't wait to see what the future has in store.
All right, that's all the good news, and now the bad news, but we're just kidding. The other news is there's a dude named the Korean Zombie who's a real badass and a freaking legend. That Korean Zombie, Leonard Garcia fights, one of my all-time favorite fights of all time from years ago. What a sick fight that was, bro. And Korean Zombie, I know you want to fight the Korean Zombie, and congratulations. Cracking the top 10, ranked 8th right now. You're looking for fights. You're in the mix right now, as you stated. You're ready to go if Dana or Sean call you right now. And I saw an interview with the Korean Zombie who said, you know, either people are booked or they don't want to fight me. They're scared to fight me.
Yeah.
I know you're not scared to fight the Korean Zombie. How excited would you be to take this fight against the Zombie? And how quickly are you ready to do this?
Honestly, that's a fight, you know, for the books. That's a fight for the fans. That's going to, you already know, you don't even have to sell that fight. You put our names on paper, you put our names on the poster, that fight's going to sell itself. And that's, Korean Zombie's a legend. And, you know, that's why I'm in the sport, to fight names like the Zombie. I fought the Barbosas, I fought the Mirsad Bektik. So give me the Zombie. You know, he's a incredible fighter. He has an incredible chin, and I want to test it. You know, if you look at our fighting styles, like, you could call me a zombie too. You could call me the Hawaiian Zombie if you want. You know, I'm not afraid of a fist fight, I'll tell you that. And the Zombie and I would make an incredible fist fight, and it would just be a super fight for the fans.
Oh, I really would. I know. I love that. The Hawaiian Zombie. You know, I'm thinking the Hawaiian Horror Show, the Korean Zombie versus the Hawaiian Horror Show. So not bad. Oh, 50K. 50K's got a nice ring to it, but I think, you know, 500K EK would sound better, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I got to keep adding those bonuses. 1 million sounds better.
yeah, you're damn right. But yeah, as you stated, before we get you out of here, we really appreciate your time, Dad. I know you're busy and you got to get back to your family. But before we get you out of here, how much of a rush is that? That, you know what? You just rattled off those names, big-time fighters that I want more now. You just want to keep testing yourself, don't you? I guess you just keep on getting more confident along the way. It must be quite a rush.
Oh, for sure. I mean, confidence is key, but I'm in this sport, you know, to fight the best fighters in the world and to test myself and to show that I'm one of the best fighters in the world. And in order to do that, you know, I got to beat these names. At the end of the day, money comes and goes. But the wins, the losses, all that will be in the books of history. And I want to add those names to my resume. I want to add those names to my legacy. And in order to eventually fight for a title, I gotta beat the best guys and show that I deserve it. So the zombie's the first step to do that. And I'm not the matchmaker, but I'll tell you what, that's a hell of a fight.
Well, Dan, of course, Hawaii has a great legacy of fighters, and you're adding to it right now. Best of luck. We look forward to catching up with you. Good luck with the child. And thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Dan.
Thank you, gay man. Anytime. I'm excited. And the future is bright, for sure.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events. Information you can take to the bank. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We know things are nuts out there. You need something to depend on. That's where we come in. Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. Depend on it. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Well, we're into the 3 minute warning. Not just the end of the night, but the 3 minute warning. The calm before the storm. For whom the bell tolls. For whom the bell tolls. Great song. For whom the bell tolls. All right, so there's no turning back. Although I will say, I like Saturday's card better. I like Saturday's card better than I like tomorrow's card. It's a tricky start to the day. We told you about the parlay that we played. If you missed it and you want to jump in on it, Arkansas to beat Colgate, all money line. Arkansas to beat Colgate, Illinois to beat Drexel, Houston to beat Cleveland State, Purdue to beat North Texas, West Virginia to beat Morehead State, Florida State to beat UNC Greensboro, Alabama to beat Iona, and Texas to beat Abilene Christian. $177 pays $500. We put a bigger play in on Gonzaga at minus 210 to go to the Final Four. They don't need to win the tournament. They just need to go to the Final Four. I put a money line parlay in. Loyola, Chicago, and Tennessee. Games are basically at the same time, too. So without Moses Wright, I think Georgia Tech are in trouble. I like that money line parlay, Tennessee and Loyola, Chicago. It's like minus 118. It's not bad. As far as outright games are concerned, we are going to take Virginia Tech in the morning. We are going to take Arkansas minus the points. I'm going to be on Texas Tech minus the points. Oral Roberts in the first half and Oral Roberts, Ohio State to the over. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern. As far as the national champ tomorrow, and we'll have more picks for the night games. Follow me on Twitter at SportsRage, and I'll be posting picks as well. As far as the championship and the brackets and all that are concerned, Gonzaga are going to win their first championship, and they're going to beat the Baylor Bears in the national championship game. Gonzaga over Baylor. We'll catch you on the Friday Night Freak Show and on Game Time Decisions. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.